very pleased with himself, poured us both a glass. Cheers, he beamed, clinking his glass against mine. I'm really not sure bubbly is appropriate under the circumstances, I said, watching him knock back a third of his in one. He nudged me in the ribs. Oh, come on, Gina, let's go out with a bang. Where have I heard that before? I said, taking my first sip. He grinned. He'd said it on the day I moved out. He didn't get his bang then, and he wasn't going to get it now either. Can't blame a bloke for trying. I laughed at the look of cheerful resignation on his face. Go on then. Cheers. At the end of the day, we'd had some good times. It was all too easy to remember the reasons we'd split up, but it hadn't all been bad. Eric was all right, really, just not right for me. I was glad we could still share a laugh. Thanks for coming, he said, his voice earnest for a moment. I thought we should mark the occasion, and you were always saying that every milestone should be celebrated, big or small. Every positive milestone, yes, I conceded. Especially for children. A swimming badge, a good effort in a spelling test, a new reading level reached, even a successful potty result for the younger ones, every achievement was a reason to celebrate. A bit of encouragement went a long way towards building confidence and self-belief, I found. A passing waitress with black hair and a pale complexion clocked the bottle of Carver and stopped at our table. Oh, look at you two, celebrating something. No, I said quietly, willing her not to draw attention to us. Yes, actually. Eric put his arm around my shoulders and returned her smile. I stifled a groan. This is a very special day for us. The waitress said, aw, again, informed us about the soup of the day and left us with lunch menus. What did you say that for? I whispered, shrugging him off. The woman at the next table was nudging her male companion. People are looking. They'll be waiting for you to pop the question next. He set his menu aside. I think we should be very proud of ourselves. We've succeeded where many couples have failed. We've just got divorced. I hardly count that as one of life's greatest achievements. Amicably, Gina, he said, covering my hand with his. That's an achievement. So thank you for making this breakup so easy for me. I gave a bark of laughter and slid my hand away. Is that supposed to be a compliment? Of course, he frowned. That's like saying I was such a bad wife that it was a relief to be rid of me. I had made it easy for him, I supposed. Even though the decision to split was mutual, I'd let him dictate the terms as if I was the guilty party. Going along with things was a bad habit of mine, and one I had every intention of correcting. If I ever got married again, I'd do things very differently. Find my voice and not let myself be railroaded into things simply because I was easygoing. My ex-husband looked confused. I just mean that if I had to get divorced from anyone, I can't think of another woman I'd rather do it with. Eric? My jaw dropped. When you're in a hole, stop digging. Getting divorced had been the most unsettling, uncomfortable and sad thing I'd ever done in my life. We didn't have children or even pets to negotiate over, and there was no one else involved on either side, which kept the process straightforward. But it had still been painful, especially when I'd left our lovely flat. He'd been all for me staying until it was sold, but I hadn't trusted either of us to live together platonically. Him, because he'd, without a doubt, have tried to persuade me that it was silly, one of us sleeping on the sofa when we'd been sleeping in the same bed for years, and one thing would have inevitably led to another. And me, because, although I did still love him, he drove me absolutely bonkers, and I needed a clean break. As it was, we were now officially divorced, and we'd escaped with our dignity intact. So I supposed he had a point. It was an achievement of sorts. Your hair looks nice, by the way, he said, obviously deciding that a change of topic was the safest bet, and then craned his head to look at a tray of food being carried past on its way to another table. I tucked a wavy strand behind my ear, self-consciously. Thanks. I'd had it dark brown with streaks of purple over the summer, but since then it had gone back to its russety, gingery blonde, which